This is KOIN Portland, Bill Garrity in the Moonwatch at midnight.
CBS News. Leading Senate Democrats say they approve of changes President Ford is making on intelligence, but would like further modifications. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president went on the air Tuesday night to tell the nation he is creating a new three-man civilian board to make sure the CIA does not exceed its authority. He said the board's job is to prevent any more attempts on the lives of foreign leaders in peacetime and prevent abuses against the privacy of U.S. citizens. The president also says he is placing all intelligence operations under the management of CIA Director George Bush with direct White House control. Senator Walter Mondale, a member of the Intelligence Committee, said he was speaking for Chairman Frank Church, who is out of the country. Mondale said the president's plans are all right, but they should be written into law rather than left to executive order. More news in a moment.
Hello, this is Leonard Nimoy. 5,000 years ago, a wise Egyptian named Imhotep was the first to recognize the connection between the pulse and the beat of the heart. 300 years ago, a learned English physician, William Harvey, discovered that the blood circulates in the human body in a closed system. Today, doctors substitute artificial valves for diseased ones. Tomorrow, artificial hearts, the prevention of stroke, and heart attack. Impossible? It can happen because of you. Your generous support of your heart association in the past has made possible the kind of research that has resulted in many of the miracles we almost take for granted today. Your further contributions to the Heart Fund will help reduce the tragic toll of death and disability caused by our nation's number one killer. So keep giving and give generously. Remember, heart disease and blood vessel disease can be conquered, but only you can make it happen. Thank you.
Some Democrats are starting to attack each other in the race for the presidential nomination. Campaigning in Tallahassee, Florida Tuesday, Senator Henry Jackson criticized former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter.
Tell me what he proposes. He keeps stating conclusions. Governor, this is another example. Total reorganization. He says he's against big government. Well, big government or small government, if it's inefficient, is bad. Now, what kind of reorganization is he talking about? Here again, it has all the overtones of George Wallace, stating conclusions.
As for comment on Jackson's statements, Carter, campaigning in New Hampshire, had this response.
He's obviously having a hard time getting started with his campaign, but I can understand how it would be inclined to be critical of an opponent who is a major challenger for him in Florida, but he's mistaken about the charges. I make the same statement on the fence everywhere I go.
And Carter says he likes Jackson and hopes to see him serve in the Senate another 35 years. Many of the top names in organized labor are in Florida for an annual conference. A cabinet member met with him on Tuesday. Ike Siemens has a report from Bell Harbor.
New Secretary of Labor William J. Ussery was among friends when he visited the AFL-CIO Executive Council. He was a top official in the Machinist Union for years. But his warm reception here does not mean that there is a softening of labor's hard and negative attitude toward the Ford administration. Ussery hopes to improve things.
I have, as you know, been coming to these meetings for 7 years. And as Secretary of Labor, I have a lot of friends here. We have a lot of work to do this year. Mm-hmm. And as Secretary of Labor, I'm going to try to make it work, the Department of Labor. Mm-hmm. Because certainly every day that goes by, we have work, but we have relationship with the labor movement, which is very important to both of us to keep going.
Ussery's good relations with labor leaders will be put to the test later this year. That's when Congress considers an increase in the federal minimum wage bill, something that the administration opposes and big labor wants. Ike Siemens for CBS News, Bal Harbor, Florida.
A new development in the Patricia Hearst case in San Francisco, the judge in the trial, Oliver Carter, issued a memorandum saying Ms. Hearst's testimony last week, made without the presence of the jury, failed to convince him that she was a prisoner whose every move was made under the watchful eyes of her captors. Judge Carter made his declaration to explain why he decided last week to allow the government to use as evidence the tape recordings she made as Tanya. But Judge Carter says the doubts he has expressed about her testimony will not be disclosed to the jury. Now this.
Come see, there's good news round the corner. Goodyear, wherever you are. Goodyear, good and close to home. For more good years in your car.
To help you get more good years in your car, your nearby Goodyear service store is featuring a lube, oil, and filter package for just $8.88. This includes complete chassis lubrication, up to 5 quarts of major brand 10W30 oil, and a new filter. Now only $8.88.
Goodyear tires and Goodyear service car. More good years in your car.
Hello, world. Denny Bracken here. Now, what do you think we're going to do tomorrow on Mike Roy's Cook Thing over the CBS radio network? Well, the person who can tell us what we're going to do is Mike Roy. And, friends, in the next 6 seconds, we're going to win a free trip.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not in the contest business.
Well, I understand, but I just couldn't think of anything else to say to get us going today here.
Can't we just say we're going to make a top-of-the-range macaroni skillet?
Oh, that's dull. That doesn't have any excitement. That isn't going to draw him in on tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow, friends, and see what's going to happen. Amazing things on Mike Roy's Cook Thing on the amazing CBS Radio Net.
In Brussels, the World Conference of Jewry is underway. It opened with U.S. Senator Frank Church of Idaho accusing President Ford of abandoning American ideals in not pressuring Russia to allow Soviet Jews the freedom to emigrate. Church, regarded as a potential Democratic presidential candidate, said the United States should keep on sending arms to Israel. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Radio 97 News, two more Democrats have announced their candidacy for Oregon Secretary of State. They're former Democratic State Chairman Carolyn Wilkins of Corvallis and State Senator Richard Groner of Milwaukee. There are now five Democrats who have announced for Secretary of State plus one Republican. A ruling is expected by the end of this week on a motion to dismiss a suit brought by news reporters against House Speaker Phil Lang of Portland. The suit in Marion County Circuit Court charges that Lang and four other legislators violated the Oregon Open Meetings Law last May by meeting as a quorum on a special House committee on field burning, and they didn't allow reporters into the meeting, allegedly. The search for school bus driver Vicky Brown is in its sixth day today. Searchers concentrating on a pond, and officials say it may be drained. In addition to blood found in the school bus garage, searchers have found a cap from Mrs. Brown's tooth, indicating considerable force was involved in her disappearance. Mandatory installation of airbag safety systems, a standard equipment on all new automobiles, was recommended by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. That resolution asks the Federal Department of Transportation to issue new safety standards requiring installation of airbags as standard equipment on all new cars. 28-year-old Los Angeles man Jason Roman III, sentenced to 5 years to life in prison today in San Diego, convicted of second-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Marilyn Christie of Sile, Oregon, back in 1974. And an Oklahoma man waived extradition from Oregon today on two murder charges. Hilton Roy Barber surrendered to Roseburg police last weekend. Douglas County Circuit Judge Charles Woodrich ordered Hilton Roy Barber of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, held for police from his hometown. Bartlesville police are expected to arrive in a couple of days, and then they will take him back to Oklahoma. Weather forecast for Portland, Vancouver. Showers locally heavy and possibly mixed with some ice pellets early tonight. Once again, if you're going to be on the road, watch out for that. Decreasing showers later tonight and early Wednesday. Rain increasing Wednesday afternoon with showers on Thursday. Lows 35 to 40. Highs in the 40s, probably the upper 40s. I'm Tom Morgan. Stay in touch with Radio 97 News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Life and death often turn on small, almost insignificant events. A neglected appointment. An accidental meeting. The postponed date. A flat tire. The shortcut through a dark alley. Oh yes, the almost overlooked minor items that mark the destiny of so many. For instance, Skip Turner never dreamed that a walk on a clear, cool night could lead to a frightening confrontation.
The play acting is over. You will give me the sacred rope, or I will kill you right here.
Skip!
Slowly, Val. He's bluffing.
You will place the necklace in my hands. Now!
If I had the necklace, I wouldn't have it on me, right? I'd have it stashed. So if you knock me off, you'll never get your hands on it.
Mr. Turner... Killing you would give me much pleasure. Killing anyone is pleasurable.
Mr.
mystery drama, The Angry God, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Saul Panitz and stars Larry Haynes and E.V. Juster. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and Sinoff, the sinus medicines.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Isn't it nice to know you're free? To see the things you want to see. To touch the heights you dare to reach. To know you're all that you can be.
You seem to be in a hurry, sir.
Yes, I am.
You are in a hurry.
Oh, yes.
Well, no doubt you're rushing down to buy a Buick Electra because you know that Electra has the kind of ride and comfort Buick's famous for.
That's right.
And because you know it's America's second largest selling full-size luxury car.
You got it. You got
it. So you're hurrying because you want to get there before the Electras are all gone.
That's very good. How did you know I was going to buy a Buick Electra?
Well, it was on the shopping list you dropped back there. You see, dozen eggs, quart of milk, Buick Electra.
Son of a gun, I forgot the pistachio nuts.
That's not on the list.
Well, I forgot them anyhow.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. The prophet Joel spoke in the name of God. It shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So pay attention to your visions and dreams. They may contain more than you imagine. For your free booklet on dreams, write to the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
You could say it starts and ends in today's Greece, a land of brooding mountains and a history that reaches back thousands of years before Christ. But this is not what brought Skip Turner to Greece from the United States. Likeable, soft-spoken Skip Turner, who wears his clothes with the casual air of someone born to wealth, is the kind of person who makes friends just like that. You'd never know that he's one of the world's most skillful jewel thieves. And right now, on this street in Athens, Skip Turner is moving faster than usual because he made a mistake. A bad mistake.
How stupid can you get? Look at the damn amateur. The alarm, it was right there. Now what? A cab. No. I don't remember. I can walk back. Now, maybe that...
No,
it's my fault. Hey, you speak English.
Well, so do you.
Yeah, ever since I was a kid.
You know, I wondered if I've been so fast.
It's probably a traffic accident.
No, I don't think so. Look,
huh?
Up at the corner. Hardly an accident.
Oh, yeah, it looks like regular troops and police, too.
I've learned to mind my own business, especially when I'm in somebody else's country.
They're sealing off the block. Lining up on the other corner, too.
Yeah, they're blocking off the whole area.
Wow, what do you make of it, Mr.?
Oh, I'm Skip Turner.
Valerie Parker.
Hi. Yeah, it looks like they're searching everybody.
Well, maybe a check on passports or identification papers.
I don't know. This doesn't look routine.
Well, I suppose it's not our concern, but... we're ready to leave. You made it just in time, Mr. Turner.
I did?
Oh, yes, the tour.
What?
The Delphi tour. We're about to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, follow me.
But I don't have...
Let me handle the delicate negotiations.
You speak Greek?
Well, the tour leader speaks English, and he's male. So, he speaks my language.
Gee, I don't know how to thank you, Miss Parker.
So formal. Val's a lot better.
And I'm Skip, okay?
Okay.
When do we get going?
Soon, I hope. We should have left 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, they've still got the barrier at the corner.
Oh, I wonder what they're looking for. Or whom.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a photographer.
No kidding.
No kidding. I've been a freelancer for more than 5 years. Oh, haven't you ever seen my credits? Photos by Val Parker?
Well, I promise I'll be looking from now on.
Skip, did you bring your lunch along?
What?
We're supposed to make a stop before we get to Delphi. Oh, that sure looks like lunch. Sandwiches?
I don't follow you. I don't have any food.
Well, then, what's that bulge in your jacket?
Huh?
Are you packing a gun?
Oh, you mean this? Oh, no. That's just a fat wallet. My passport, health card, traveler's checks.
Oh, you must think I'm naive. I've been around. I know the bulge of a rod when I see one.
No, I swear. That's a sucker play, especially in a foreign country. Hey, come on now. You're putting me on.
You know what's really funny? A respectable American in his late 30s or early 40s.
Well, thanks for the early 40s.
And here he's talking like a character out of a TV show.
Well, I like a joke like anybody, only there's a time and a place for that kind of a joke. Now, suppose somebody who hasn't got a good sense of humor heard you and took it seriously. You know, I can see myself busted in the Greek jail.
All right. What's really in that breast pocket, huh?
Well, if you really have to know, it's a bottle of nitroglycerin.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, if you please.
Who's that?
Well, search me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Colonel Poulos of the Athens Police. I wish to beg your pardon for the delay you have suffered because of this emergency. But now I have given permission for this bus to proceed.
It's about time.
Colonel!
Young lady, yes, please.
Can you tell us why you've deployed so many police and soldiers? Or is it a secret?
Why'd you do that for?
I want to know.
There has been a rather daring robbery nearby at the home of one of our leading citizens. Only one item was removed, indicating that the burglar knew exactly what he was after. Or she. I do not rule out the possibility of a woman.
I suppose it's valuable.
Exceedingly. It was one of our most important treasures from the ancient days of Greece. In fact, it was to be given to the government in the near future. But we will catch the thief. The entire area is sealed off. He or she is trapped.
Well, then, why are you allowing us to go on?
Well, you are all American tourists with a legitimate reason for being here on this bus. So the barricades will be put aside for you. I trust you'll enjoy your trip to Delphi.
Just between us, Val, what's so special about this Delphi place?
Well, the picture possibilities in Delphi are supposed to be fantastic. Spectacular mountains, unusual ruins, and, of course, the Oracle.
The Oracle, oh, yeah.
So when the colonel was telling us about the burglary, you looked like you were sitting through a movie you'd already seen a dozen times.
What's the big deal? Diamond necklaces have been stolen before.
How do you know it's a diamond necklace?
Well, the colonel, he said so.
Well, I don't think he did. I'm sure he didn't.
Well, he said it was worth plenty, right? So I figured diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Are you satisfied?
No.
Well, what's bugging you?
You also said it was a necklace. A diamond necklace. What if it turns out that what the police are looking for is a diamond necklace?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the comfort stop. We will be here for 20 minutes precisely.
Are you getting out?
No, I guess not.
Oh, not even to stretch your legs?
Well, I wasn't going to, but okay. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
You're on. Say, how about that?
It's a helicopter, so what?
Well, I think it's coming in here.
Yeah, it could be.
It is. Looks like it's going to land in the parking lot. Oh, it's a police helicopter.
Police?
Yeah, it says so right on the side. Not exactly like the English, but close enough. Find out what's up. Well, anyway, we're the only ones left in the bar.
Listen, I'll tell you what. You go ahead. I'll be out as soon as I put on a sweater.
A sweater? In this heat?
Well, yeah. We'll be heading into mountain country soon. Yeah, see? You can see him from here.
But you can wait till we get... Oh, I'm sorry. It's none of my business how you dress. Excuse it, huh?
Yeah, sure. I'll join you in a minute.
wish to beg your pardon for this intrusion. But these two police officers, my assistants, will look through your bus. We'll take only a small amount of time and will not interrupt your schedule.
Colonel?
Yes. The same young lady as in Athens, I believe.
Yes, Valerie Parker. I have a question.
Please.
We're under suspicion, aren't we?
The way you say it, Miss Parker, is a little harsh.
Oh, what else would you call it, then?
Well, as you may have guessed, despite the tight security we placed on the district where the burglary occurred, we have not yet found a guilty person. Then the thought came to me. The net was closed tight, except for this bus.
You're saying you think someone on the bus did it?
It is only possible that the guilty one is among you.
Oh, your thief is probably back in Athens.
You seem so certain. How do you know?
Well, I don't. But if... Well, for instance, if I had stolen whatever it is that was stolen...
A necklace. Very rare.
A diamond necklace?
Some of the largest and most brilliantly cut diamonds in the world. It is known as the sacred rope.
Yes. I saw a 2-page color spread in a magazine just a little while ago. Oh, it's fantastic.
Mm.
If, Colonel, if the person who took it is on this bus, he or she would have the necklace along, right?
Possibly.
Well, it would have to be.
The necklace could have been dropped somewhere near the scene of the robbery.
Well, did the thief have the time to do that? After all, you guys got there pretty fast.
Oh, Skip, good thinking.
My men return, and from their sad faces, I can already see they have found nothing. However, they will now pass among you and collect your passports.
But why?
Simply a matter of form. They will be returned to you tomorrow in Delphi. Oh,
I hate to be without my pass. Skip, what's wrong?
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, you look kind of funny all of a sudden.
Well, must be the sun. It kind of bleaches me out. I'm okay.
They're coming out for the passports. Here you are.
If Charles Doe.
Yeah, and mine.
If Charles Doe.
Oh, you are a tricky one.
What now?
I thought you said you were going to put on a sweater.
Oh, well, you see, I thought it over and I decided you were right. It is too warm.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you'd wanted an excuse to get rid of me. For what reason, I can only guess, but it must have been something tricky, at the very least. That under your seat? Here, let me...
No. It's easier for me. There. I got it.
Oh, wrappers from chewing gum. And there's more on your seat.
Yeah, it's my gum. I was in a hurry to get to you, so I just dropped the wrappers. I'm sloppy.
No sweater? Then you chew a whole pack of gum? I don't get it.
Like gum. That's all there is to it. What's the big mystery?
Well, you weren't chewing gum when you joined me.
Wasn't I?
Well, Skip, there were 5 empty wrappers.
So what?
That would have made a wad big enough to puff out your cheeks, and I'd have noticed that.
You know, you remind me of my mother. She always figured I was doing something I shouldn't.
And I don't think you have a sweater in that bag.
I don't?
No.
Are you, going to tell the Colonel that I don't have a sweater?
I think you know what's bothering me.
Are you sure you don't want to change your seat?
What for?
Well, who wants to sit next to a thief?
Oh, I never said that.
You know, when the Colonel showed up back in Athens and mentioned the robbery, and then I said something about diamonds, you were convinced I was the guy they're looking for, right?
Well, you have to admit that it looked kind of...
Yeah, I admit nothing. And then the bit with the seat. What do you think I am, a dum-dum? You figured I wanted to stay in the bus to hide the loot. And the gum. What was I going to use the gum for? If you're going to be a Sherlock Holmes, be a good one. How do you figure the gum bit?
Well, that was the cleverest part of your scheme. I mean, if it was a scheme. You take the necklace and you hide it. Well, let's see. Under one of these 2 seats. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And you chew up a whole lot of gum. 5 pieces. And then you use that to hold the necklace in place.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still like to see if there's anything under my seat?
Of course not. I know you're...
That I'm innocent.
Yes.
Yeah, but you'd like to check it out anyway, right? After all, you don't know me. We met only a couple of hours ago.
Well, only if you won't get mad.
Go ahead, Val.
No. I know there's nothing there.
How do you know?
Well,
come on, let's settle this. Go ahead.
Well, if it was there, you wouldn't...
How do you know I'm not bluffing? Like in a poker game.
Guy.
What?
I just thought. What if it is there, what do I do then?
You mean, what do I do then? What do I do to you?
When I was a boy, I was taught never to threaten unless I was prepared to carry out the threat. In the Old West, it was good advice not to draw a gun unless you meant to use it. Or, as it was put by a most literate man a long time ago, if you cannot bite, never show your teeth. The question is, has Skip Turner really shown his teeth?
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Come see, there's good news round the corner. Goodyear, wherever you are. Goodyear good and close to home for more Goodyears in your car.
This week, let your Goodyear service store align the front end of your U.S.-made car for just $11.88. Goodyear's precision equipment assures an alignment that can really help increase tire mileage. Come in for this $11.88 value now. Parts extra, front-wheel drives excluded.
Goodyear tires and Goodyear service car.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton. Have you ever watched a weaver at his trade? Shuttles weaving faster and faster on the loom, creating a design where none has been before. And come to think of it, life's pattern is woven in just the same way, born of many different threads, meeting, merging, spinning out the small fabric of our existence. The March of Dimes is trying to create a better fabric of life, free from the tragedy of birth defects, a life which ensures every newborn the right to the most precious heritage of all, good health at birth. Medical service programs, scientific research, public education, all are part of the March of Dimes fight against this number one health problem for our nation's children. But a weaver, any weaver, needs help along the way, and birth defects are forever unless you help. Help weave a tomorrow full of bright promise for our next generation. A tomorrow without handicaps at birth. Please, give to the March of Dimes. Thank you.
Suspicion is a monster that feeds upon itself, as Val Parker is discovering on the way to Delphi. An intellectual pursuit of a problem has just turned into something of a different character. In fact, what seemed to be a harmless puzzle is almost at the point of solution. And with a solution, there is also a not-so-subtle threat.
You don't mean what you said. You wouldn't...
Oh, yes, I would.
Just like that?
Uh-huh.
If I reach under your seat and find what I think I may find, then... But there are 52 other people on this bus.
Well, we'll be getting off in Delphi and then...
Come on, that's a good act, but...
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Try me.
Oh, Skip, I've got to know. You must admit everything points to you. And look, even if you did take the necklace, I'd never believe you're simply a crook, an ordinary crook. I won't tell a soul. It's just a matter of satisfying my curiosity.
Okay. I'll take you at your word, curiosity. So go on, see if the necklace is under the seat, held there by chewing gum. Go on, it's okay.
All right. Here I go. Oh, so far, nothing. Oh, wait.
Find it?
It was here. I don't know why the police couldn't find it.
How do you know it was here?
Oh, look. Look, it hit my finger.
Yeah, dirty.
Look again. You see?
Oh, dirty gum. So what?
Well, it proves my point. You had the necklace under your seat.
It only proves you're colorblind.
Colorblind?
Sure, look at that gum. It's the red kind. Red, Val.
I don't... Oh, yeah. Darn it.
Yeah. The gum wrappers you found were from the regular kind.
I feel like an idiot.
Naturally.
You were leading me on.
Why not? You were so very sure.
Chewing gum. A whole pack. 5 pieces. You said you swallowed it.
Oh, I love that gum.
Oh, you're pulling my leg. Now, what happened to the gum? I thought it was under the seat, and it's not. It has to be somewhere else. Where the gum is, so's the necklace. I'm willing to bet on my theory.
Well, I'll bet on your life. But you'll never get a chance to find out.
Hey, cut it out, whoever you are. Put that light out. Stop shining it right in my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, that you, Skip?
What are you doing in the hotel parking lot, anyway?
Well, I might ask you the same question. Why the flashlight? Are you looking for something?
Oh, there you go again. I just thought I'd take a walk around.
Nothing like a parking lot, is there?
And what about you?
Well, I'm looking for some picture possibilities.
In the dark?
If you look over there, you can just make out some columns against the sky. You see?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the place?
The Temple of Apollo. Oh, isn't that something?
You know, you're all wound up.
For a photographer, this whole country's like a kid in a candy store.
How come you're not over there right now? Or don't you have
strobe light?
Yeah.
I'm loaded with all kinds of equipment for day and night, right here in this flight bag. But I wouldn't want to be out over there alone in the dark. Oh, no.
Oh, come on, that's kid stuff.
Well, I suppose you like it black as pitch.
Now, what does that mean?
Nothing. Forget it. We friends again?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. You gonna hang around out here?
So pleasant. Smell that mountain air.
Yeah, well, so long.
You're not gonna leave me out here alone.
Well, you were here first,
well,
alone.
That's true. Oh, who's that?
Yeah, relax.
Hello? Lady? Gentleman?
Oh, it's the guide. What's his name?
George.
Yeah, hi, George.
Oh, I have no wish to interfere.
With what?
I came to take the bus to the village. Have a very pleasant evening.
Take it where? I thought this was our bus for this tour.
No need to get excited over a bus.
Oh, our bus is covered with dust from many kilometers from Athens. I cleaned so it shined like everything.
Well, why don't you clean it here?
Impossible. But in Arhova, water in hose. No water in hose in Delphi.
Yeah, well, I'm going with you.
No. That is not permitted.
Well, the devil with your regulations. Now, look, I'll help you wash the bus. How's that? I wash and you put water on with the hose, okay?
Me too. Women's rights. I can wash too.
If lady and gentleman make big promise not to talk.
No, don't let it worry you, George. Nobody will ever know anything about it.
What's this all about, Skip?
Okay, I've got to trust you. You guessed right about the whole bit and the gum. The necklace is under the right fender, so this bus must not get to the village. Understand?
Now, hold on. What do you think I am?
What are you blabbing about?
He's an innocent bystander.
What, the guide?
Yes.
What do you think? Oh, no. Follow my lead, will you? Now, you get sick, Val, okay? A pain in the stomach, anything.
I must be crazy to even think about helping you.
For Pete's sake.
Oh!
What is it? Val, just lie down, huh? George? George, hey, stop.
Okay, keep it up.
What is the matter?
Wrong back there? George, the lady, she feels sick, understand? Sick.
There is doctor in the village, Arakova.
No, I don't think she needs a doctor. I'll step outside and see if I can't flag down a car and get her back to the hotel.
I take her back to the hotel in bus.
No. A car would be faster on these roads, George. It'll only take a few moments. You stay with her. And open the door for me, will you?
George.
There now, lady. Man say he come back soon. He go try to stop a car.
Oh, I'm glad you're with me.
Thank you. Yes.
I think I'm feeling a little better.
There's not a car in sight. Hey, you look a lot better. All that color's coming back in your cheeks.
Oh, it was a sharp pain, but it's gone now.
Good.
It's happened to me before. It could have been the excitement coming here and all that.
Yeah, sure, that's it. Listen, Val, do you think you can walk? We aren't too far from the hotel.
Oh, of course I can.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Here, let me take your arm.
Right.
George, I'm sorry, but we can't wash the bus with you. It's too nice an evening. The stars are out, you see, and Val and I want to be alone, don't we, Val? Oh, boy, what an actress. You were great.
I was rather convincing, wasn't I? You have the necklace?
Uh-huh.
May I see it?
You better not.
Why'd you do it, Skip?
Because they said it couldn't be done.
Who said? Oh, never mind. What do you do with it? It's so well known that nobody will buy it.
What?
Do you realize I'm an accessory now?
No. You're in the clear. I forced you. That's the story. In case... Hey, move over. The car's coming. Hey, what's that over there?
That light?
Yeah, it looks like a candle.
That's what it is. It's a roadside shrine. Grace is full of them.
Yeah. And a car that just went by and stopped.
Well, so what? Can't a car stop without you getting...
Well, I don't like it. Somebody get out of the car. It's coming this way.
Well, probably thinks we need help.
Come on, we got to get out of here. Come on, move it. No, wait a second.
What?
Here's the shrine. Hey, well, what's this here in the back?
A holy picture, an icon.
Yeah, it'll fit right behind it. Okay, stop praying. Pray, Val.
Oh,
yes. Put your head down.
I don't know what you... Oh, I get it.
Yeah, just keep on praying.
It could be just somebody out for a walk. You're seeing monsters.
Yeah, it could be, but don't stop what you're doing. Just make it look good.
Good evening. I am Demetrius.
Hi. Can't see you.
I am over here. I will come closer. Please. No sudden moves.
Now, why would I... Oh, now I see you.
Do you like our country, Mr. Turner?
Hey, how do you know my name?
I ask you a question.
Yeah, it's a great place, great.
Would you like to die here?
What?
It can easily be arranged.
Hey, now that's no way to...
Then understand me. I want it, now.
Look, I got a few bucks in traveler's checks and some drachmas, too, and the whole thing doesn't amount
to... I am not
to...
a petty thief. Who is the woman?
Well, she's on a tour, Miss Parker. Val, this is Demetrius.
You have quite a reputation, Mr. Turner. When the secret rope was reported stolen, it was an easy matter to discover who might have it. But, of course, you must have calculated that such would be the case, is it not so?
Well, I heard that somebody lifted it.
Rest assured that by now Colonel Poulos has received information from Interpol... And he's probably looking for you, too. Now, you will give me the sacred rope, or I will kill you here and now.
All right, now, hold it a second, will you?
And naturally, when I kill you, the young lady cannot be allowed to exist as a witness.
He's bluffing.
You will place the necklace in my hands now.
If I had the necklace... I wouldn't have it on me, right? I'd have it stashed. So if you knock me off, you'll never get your hands on it.
Once again, this is not a motion picture. Such a speech means nothing. And Mr. Turner, killing you will give me much pleasure. Killing anyone is pleasurable.
Give it to him. Please, Skip.
As soon as he got it in his clammy hands, we're dead.
That bag. You would open it.
It's mine.
Open it. You. Put the light on the bag. Good. Cameras. What is that?
A strobe light attachment. Mostly for nighttime photography. You just press this button like this.
Yeah.
And this. Oh, and this.
Oh, my eyes. I am blind. My eyes.
Run, Val. This way. Up the hill. Awake. The necklace.
Oh, leave it. You'll be able to see in a minute, and he has the gun.
I'll have it in a second. You start climbing, and I'll... Okay, I got it. All right, let's go. Run like the devil.
We're just below the Duffy ruins.
He'll follow us. Rest assured. Don't stop. He's shooting blind. He can't see us. It's too dark.
Oh, that was...
Roger, that way. Here, take my hand.
Okay.
Now, we've got to get to the top to stand any kind of a chance.
Do you hear him?
Not yet, but he'll come.
Oh, you're so damn stubborn. Give him the necklace. It's our lives, don't you understand?
We'll put a bullet in the back of our heads anyway. Shh. I hear something. Let's move. Come on.
Can't run any further. I'm sorry.
The place is like a big cemetery. We better separate.
No.
It's the best way. Here, you see that building over there? That little place with the columns? About the only thing around here that wasn't knocked flat.
Oh, I'm afraid. I want to stay with you.
No, you're tired. You can't climb. Now, you get inside that place and don't hardly breathe. And I'll lead him away, okay? I might even get a chance to get at him with a rock or something.
Oh, stay with me.
You head for that building.
Oh, that must be the treasury of the Athenians. It was built as a tribute to Apollo.
Well, that information is a big help right now. Now, go on. And remember, not a squeak.
Goodbye, Skip.
Yeah, I'll move over here. Away so I can see you get inside, and then I'll start for the top.
Skip! Skip! Answer me! Skip! Where are you?
There is something palpably ominous when darkness casts a veil over an ancient ruin. It is so easy to imagine almost anything. And whatever your fertile imagination creates could be horribly real. In just a moment, we'll show how real. And I return with Act Three.
When you say Budweiser... You said a lot of things nobody else can say.
A lot of things, like choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. The Budweiser ingredients listed proudly right there on the Budweiser label. There are less expensive ingredients, but you won't find them in Budweiser. No way. There's a lot more that goes into the brewing of Budweiser than just ingredients. But it's what comes out that counts most, and that's the Budweiser taste. And that speaks for itself, loud and clear. Hear it talking?
There is no love, no love. There's only something left. Because the king of peace is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser, you said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Okay, I made a mistake. My first mistake. But they say guys like me coming out of jail usually wind up coming right back.
I like sitting in the park, but not every day. I want to do something useful. People around here, though, they think you're over 65. You're useless.
The man crossed and... Shoot. Who are you kidding, girl? You're nowhere unless you can read.
Tough problems call for real solutions, not just talk. If your community has a problem, you need action. Action is skilled volunteers of all ages working together to help solve tough community problems. Write Action, Department Q, Washington, D.C., 20525. Between us, there's got to be a solution.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
Is something improbable because it has never happened to you? Do you doubt that men have walked in space and set new tracks upon the dusty surface of the moon? Does your mind reject the gods of ancient Greece who sat atop the fog-shrouded mountain of Olympus and played with human fates as a child plays with his toys? Then you have company, for Skip Turner is one of you.
Give me your hand, Mr. Turner.
Oh, where?
I regret your fall. The entrance to the sanctuary was left open by mistake, and you fell.
I don't see anything. There's nothing.
This stone is now back in its place.
My name. You know my name.
When you fell, you did not move.
Unconscious.
I discovered you had not broken anything but the torch you carried. Your name was on a card in your pocket.
This room, you called it a sanctuary.
Of the priestess Pythia. It is here that she received the words of the god Apollo.
On the bus coming up, I was reading that they never found the room where...
Officially, they have not. My father is a scholar of the ancients and intends to reveal this chamber when we have concluded our research. Oh, how rude of me. I am Pythia.
But that's the name of...
The priestess.
Yeah.
My father is an archaeologist.
You know, I almost forgot. There's a girl up above and some crazy character who calls himself... Demetrius, with murder in his heart.
He will not find her. She will not be harmed. It is so.
How do you know? Just because you have the same name doesn't mean you can read the future.
It is so. Just as your coming here was foreordained by Apollo.
Now, come on, you can't take this stuff seriously.
You see the wall? There. What do you see?
Somebody... chiseled a couple of birds, big ones.
Eagles. They belong to Zeus. It was Zeus who set them free from opposite ends of the world, and it was here in Delphi where they met.
And that made it the middle of the world? Come on, now, I've got to get out of here.
You may ascend. There is a passage that leads to the temple.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about Val. Show me the way out.
First, I must tell you of a necklace.
A what?
It was formed by Apollo, and it blazed like the sun. And Apollo gave it to Pythia as a reward for her faithful service.
Good for her. Now, may I...
You will listen, Mr. Turner. For your fate has also been ordained.
But I only...
Pythia wore it proudly for 1,200 years. And then it was stolen. Apollo was angry with Pythia, and he caused the earth to tremble. And even his temple, here above us, fell into pieces. He then decreed that Pythia would find no rest until the necklace had been returned to her. Do you understand, Mr. Turner?
Look, I don't know what this all has to do with me.
The priestess is a restless spirit, condemned to roam through time. It brings her only sadness and a longing for the days when the gods walk together with people.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for her. That's too bad.
You should not tempt an angry god.
Well, I'll take my chances. Hey, the ground's shaking.
The gods speak.
Oh, come on. You're crazy. It's an earthquake.
The necklace, or the anger of the god, will increase.
You're out of your mind. Demetrius, you're working with him.
Fate may be changed. The god speaks through me, Mr. Turner.
I warn out. Come on, before both of us get killed.
Hear me. Do not ascend, for the god's vengeance awaits you. The slopes of Mount Parnassus are sacred, and the possession of the necklace is a death warrant. It is here, in the place of the oracle, that there is safety. The boulders that fall are as feathers. Give me peace, Mr. Turner. The necklace. I have waited all these millennia.
Look, my God, I'm going to get killed. I want it to be in the open, not down here like a rat. Hey, the light went out. Mathia, don't play games, huh? This place is falling apart. Now, you come with me. Mathia, where are you?
Look, I can't stay here.
Come in. Yes, that's it. Come in, come in.
Sir?
You know who I am? You remember me?
Oh, yes, sir. Colonel Poulos of the Athens Police.
Mm. You are named George?
Yes, I drive bus. Also, I am the guy.
I am looking for one of the Americans, a Mr. Turner. Do you know him?
I have done nothing.
Not you, George, an American. Listen, I arrived 2 hours ago, and the people here say that they saw Mr. Turner, but then he went out and he has not returned.
I swear, sir, I do not.
There is also a young lady, an American like Mr. Turner.
Ah.
You have seen him? Where?
They sit in bus.
Next to each other.
Ah.
She has light hair, and on the bus she had the green dress.
They come to wash bus.
What?
But we do not wash. Lady be sick, then better. Good. Then they go walk. Then I drive, but I see a car, white car. So stop bus, but car is empty. Good car.
Demetrios, it's his car.
Then, far away, boom, boom.
Shots? You heard shots?
Yeah, boom, boom.
Tell me where you found the car. Exactly where. I've got to get there immediately.
Now, are you there? It's me.
Oh, yes. Oh, scared. He was shooting. I've never been so scared in my life.
Okay, okay.
And you, where did you disappear
to? All right, never mind. Where's Demetrius now?
Oh, out there somewhere looking for you. Oh, Skip, couldn't we go down now if we're quiet?
All right, we'll give it a try. No talking. Hold on to my hand.
Yes.
We'll cut across the floor of the temple.
Skip?
Shh. That creep Demetrius could be anywhere. He want to give us away.
That will not be necessary.
Run!
That would be inadvisable. There is sufficient moonlight for me to see most clearly.
Okay. Okay, I know when the strings run out. I'll make you a deal, Demetrius.
I am holding the pistol, Mr. Turner. There is no need for me to bargain.
Let the girl go.
Perhaps.
What does that mean?
The necklace, or she will die first.
Okay, you win, Demetrius.
One what? Huh? Final time I call to thee. A message, Lord. A sign.
Who's that? Who's it? That's my seer. She's crazy. Thinks she's the original oracle or something. In the legend, there were eagles.
A sign, Apollo. Show them your displeasure.
No. That is earthquake. All right. Okay, I've got a gun hand. Run, Val.
Oh,
run.
The gun is still mine. The necklace, throw it here. I shall only wait a moment.
All right, catch it.
The bird! It's diving!
I don't believe it.
The bird caught the necklace, and it's bringing it to Pythia.
Oh, impossible. This cannot be.
Apollo, you keep it in a triumphant flame.
You!
Behold.
You will all die!
He hit her!
Die!
Look at me. Do you recognize me?
I think so.
Colonel Poulos, I found you here on the edge of this hole in the ground. No. Do not try to stand up.
Skip?
Mr. Turner is not here. You are alone.
Oh, I remember now. Both swallowed up.
Both? I know of Turner. Demetrius?
Yes. They were right over there when it happened. Is there any chance?
I would not think so. I'm sorry.
Colonel? Oh, never mind.
Is there something?
Well, you wouldn't believe me anyway. I wouldn't blame you.
Will you allow me to be the judge?
There was this girl. No, old woman. So very old.
As I said, we found no one here but yourself. This woman,
Is there some doubt as to her age?
You don't believe me. But she was so young. No more than... younger than I.
Yes, yes. Go on, please.
Well, she just appeared. First, she wasn't there. Just Skip and that man, Demetrius. They were fighting over the necklace. And then she was there, by that rock, in a white robe. Demetrius almost had the necklace, but an eagle plucked it out of the air, brought it to her.
An eagle?
Yes.
Miss Parker.
What's the use? I knew you'd act this way.
But an eagle...
No, wait. Wait, I remember something. Something Skip said. I think he told me her name.
Ah, the name. What was it?
Oh, I don't know, something like that.
Pythia? Could be Pythia?
That's it. Pythia. And when she put on the necklace, she began to age.
Of course.
Oh, don't humor me. I know what... I almost forgot. I took some pictures.
Ah. Then we will see how real your story is after they are developed, if you have it on film.
Oh, I took them with my instant developing camera. But the one of Pythia didn't come out.
Uh-huh. We had better go. One thing is certain. There was an earthquake, and the crevasse was opened here.
Could there be a chance?
If they fell into it, none. Miss Parker, your story, you must admit it is difficult to believe. You say it was an eagle?
Oh, yes, there was no doubt about it. I've seen eagles before.
Eagles have not been seen here in hundreds of years.
Oh, somehow I botched the shot of the woman, but will you take a look at this one?
Holy Mother. I don't believe. It is an eagle. And look in its talons. The necklace.
There are any skeptics listening, here is a dispatch from the Greek National News Service. A mild tremor was reported in the area of Corinth and Delphi, which registered 4 on the Richter scale. At Delphi, 2 men lost their lives when they fell into a large rift in the earth. The quake revealed a hitherto unknown underground chamber, which is believed to be the legendary chamber of the Oracle of mythology. I'll be back shortly.
You know, traditionally, credit has been a man's realm. But today, as more women become part of the workforce, they are realizing the need to establish their own credit identity. And this is Gene King of the Council of Better Business Bureaus with a few tips for women who wish to establish a credit rating. First of all, open a checking and or savings account in your own name, even if you already have a joint account with your husband. Apply for and use at least 2 credit cards. Open a charge account in your own name at a local store and establish a line of credit at your bank. According to the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, applicants for credit must be judged on their own merits. And if you feel you've been unjustly denied credit, talk to the credit agency or the lending institution and you just go there and find out why. And if you're not satisfied with their explanation, contact the regional office of the Federal Trade Commission.
What life comes down to is a perpetual contest between good and evil. Mark Twain warned that if you are good, you'll be mighty lonesome. It would seem that not too many of us are content to be lonely. On the other hand, you might remember this when you meditate on the peculiar nature of man. There is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us. that it ill behooves any of us to find fault with the rest of us. Our cast included Larry Haynes, E.V. Juster, Ian Martin, and Matt Polan. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You can have Zaria, but let her keep Parker, at least in her memory.
No, the whole world must know, especially the scum who are still in hiding. Let them realize there is no escape.
You're not going to kill Ramon Zaria. He is already dead.
I listen to you. You know how? The way you listen to others. With deaf ears.
He died on an island long ago.
He will die here and now. Go ahead and pray.
And what's wrong with praying? It's the will of the Lord that I be found. I'm content. You may kill me.
I was hoping you would put up a fight. I would beg for your mercy.
That would make it easier for you, wouldn't it?
Or offer me a fortune the way Martinez did. You stand there quietly, as if you're judging me.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN Portland, Music Radio 97, the time 12 midnight.
CBS News. A gunman is holding hostages in a Tokyo bank after killing a policeman and seriously wounding another. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a pistol went into a Tokyo bank shortly after it had closed for the day. He reportedly fired several shots, killing one policeman and injuring four other people. Right now, the gunman is reported holding three bank employees hostage in the bank offices. Police in London have arrested five people for trying to extort more than $2 million from one of the world's largest gold mining companies, the Anglo-American Corporation of South Africa. Police are still looking for the man who masterminded the alleged plot. He's believed to be somewhere in Europe or the Middle East. The extortion plot reportedly included threatening letters to the company directors and empty hearses sent to the directors' homes. More news in a minute.
Hi, everyone. Phil Rizzuto here, weeknights on most of these CBS Radio Network stations with my report on the sports scene. I talk with the coaches and players, review great moments from great games, preview upcoming events, and give you my outlook on the whole sports spectrum. We call it Phil Rizzuto on Sports, and I hope you'll be with us Monday through Friday nights as we cover the events of the season. Yours truly, Phil Rizzuto on Sports. Weeknights on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
Here are some statistics for people who aren't taking their high blood pressure seriously. If your blood pressure is 150 over 100, subtract 16 years from your life. And chances are, three times greater you'll have a stroke, five times greater you'll have a heart attack. But your future can be normal and healthy if you do treat your high blood pressure seriously. See a doctor. Get back on your treatment. And this time, stick with it. Treat your high blood pressure and live. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
President Ford held a news conference last night to announce a sweeping reform and reorganization of American intelligence agencies. And Mr. Ford again asked Congress to form a joint committee to oversee intelligence operations. Neil Strauser reports.
The key to the president's plan is the centralizing of the management of intelligence under a committee headed by CIA Director George Bush and providing for oversight by a committee of private citizens. The president accompanying his plan with a plea for the necessity of maintaining a strong intelligence community.
The overriding task now is to rebuild the confidence as well as the capability of our intelligence services so that we can live securely in peace and freedom.
A reporter noted that another part of the plan, making it a crime to disclose classified information, might prevent disclosure of future abuses.
Under the organization that I've established or will establish, tomorrow, and under the legislation that I have recommended, there won't be any abuses. And the people, if there are any abuses, will be held accountable. So I don't feel at all apprehensive that what happened in the past will be repeated in the future.
On other subjects, the president said he does not plan to ask Mr. Nixon to postpone or cancel his trip to China, even though it coincides with the New Hampshire primary. He predicted he will do well in New Hampshire and Florida, but avoided saying he will win, and repeated his statement that no one to the right of him can win a national election. And Ronald Reagan, he said, is to the right of him. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Kissinger will fly to Peru later this morning on the second leg of his Latin American tour. Last night in Venezuela, the foreign minister and Kissinger issued a joint statement saying, in part, that the U.S. expresses its deep commitment to seek a new, vigorous spirit of inter-American solidarity. American officials say a meeting scheduled next Monday between Kissinger and six Latin Central American presidents may be canceled because three of the presidents have bowed out. They are the leaders of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. State Department officials say they postponed talks with India over future economic assistance because political relations have deteriorated between the two countries. The State Department is concerned with Prime Minister Gandhi's accusation that the CIA is working in India trying to undermine her government. The State Department is also concerned about Mrs. Gandhi's suspension of civil rights. Now this message.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today.
There is only one hope for tomorrow, the children. Yet there are children in this world right now who have no hope for a brighter today. They're hungry, illiterate, living in misery, and when they grow up, if they grow up, they'll pass on this hopelessness. And it's the world's loss and the world's shame. You can help children to grow up with healthy bodies and educated minds, with a zest for life that they'll pass on to their children and to our world. Won't you please send a check to Save the Children Federation, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York 10017. Think about tomorrow.
We've got to save the children.
The Oscar nominations have been announced in Los Angeles for Best Picture, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Barry Lyndon, Nashville, Dog Day Afternoon, and Jaws. Nominated for Best Actor are Jack Nicholson, Walter Matthau, Maximilian Schell, Al Pacino, and James Whitmore. And the Best Actress nominations go to Louise Fletcher, Isabelle Adjani, Glenda Jackson, Anne Margaret, and Carol Kane. The winners will be announced at the end of March. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
It's 6 minutes after 12 midnight on Music Radio 97. Good morning, my name's Bill Garrity. I'll take a look at local news for you at 12:30.